Welcome to The Happy Eater with your host, Martita Robinson. This is a podcast for conscious women overcoming binge eating disorder. Learn tried and true spiritual principles for healing so that you can experience freedom around food and live life happy. Quick disclaimer. I'm not a licensed therapist or a doctor. The information that I cover here is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease. If you need medical advice, please talk to your medical professional. All right, let's get started. Perseverance. The act of doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. That's what I want to talk about today. So I just got done talking to a client and I love her because she just makes moves, you know? It's like, I think as a coach, our favorite people are those that take action. You know, they make promises to themselves and then they take the action that they know they need to take. And I'm not hating on those that kind of, you know they have to do something, promise themselves they're going to do it and then not do it. I'm just saying that I like working with people, with women that actually move forward. Because it's only in the action that change is created. It's hard to talk to a client that, you know, has not done what they know they need to do. It's like, I feel useless because I can't take, you know, I can't talk about the next step because they haven't taken the first step. So I wanted to talk about that today, about how, you know, moving forward, even though you're not seeing the results of what you want, is crucial in obtaining that success within your goals. It's moving forward even though you don't know how it's going to end up. You can only hope that it's going to be the way you want it to be. And in regards to binge eating, emotional eating, eating out of coping mechanisms, trying to cope, perseverance in doing those things that are hard to do without really knowing that they're going to give you your result is crucial. So just continuing, you know, those things. So for me, being Divine Diner, what do I recommend? First, not dieting. So perseverance in removing the dieting mentality and removing diet, the word diet, from your vocabulary and simply eating according to how you feel like eating, according to yourself. Number two, just incorporating the divine in your life, allowing yourself to center yourself. Process your emotions. So continuing to process, even though you don't know how this is going to end up, even though you have this person telling you, flow, 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 process, you know, but something in you tells you that it's true and it's what you have to do. So you keep pushing because you have faith. You persevere. Even though you're not 100% that it's going to work out. Right? Number three, eating what you want to eat. Eating based on divinity. Even though you fear gaining weight, you fear screwing up, you fear that it's not really you, you persevere, you continue forward, pushing yourself. Motivating yourself, inspiring yourself to keep moving forward so that you can achieve your dreams, and your goals. And right now that's being, it's food freedom. It's being peaceful and connected. Moving forward in the knowing that this is going to shift. This is healing. So I just wanted to talk about that. And a trick that I find helps with moving forward when you don't really have that 100% knowing that it's going to turn out the way you want is to keep pictures up of what you want to accomplish. So, for example, being able to eat peacefully, you know, just having a picture of someone that you imagine that's how you would look if you had food peace, right? Or if meditation is on your list of things that you want to persevere with, keeping a meditator, a picture of a meditator up that inspires you to meditate. It's really important to keep these visual things up in front of you to keep you pushing and keep you moving. You know, especially if you don't have a coach that you talk to once a week or someone supporting you. It's really important that you keep the visuals up. And even if you do have a coach, it's like one of my top recommendations, like keep visuals up. Always have something up around you to remind you to keep moving forward. All right. I really hope this has helped. If you have any questions, need some support, contact me at thehappyeater.us@gmail.com. All right, honey. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If you'd like to find out more information about The Happy Eater or to get personalized help, go to www.thehappyeater.us.